This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Danielle here with Shano sitting in for Tom today. Tom's on his way to Minneapolis for the 12th annual Blue State Ball. Check it out at am950radio.com. In the meantime, we are joined by Dan Micah, contributor at Who, What, Why, which you can check out at whowhatwhy.org, about Dan's great article, Landfill Fire Creeps Toward Buried Tons of Atomic Waste. Talk about things that should be getting more attention. Dan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Danielle.
So I doubt many people listening are familiar with this landfill fire that is a stunning story all on its own, but also the fact that it's creeping towards nuclear waste. Can you explain the setup here and what's going on in Missouri?
Sure. So just a disclaimer, this story, I might get a little bit too technical. So if I do, you can just reel me back.
We'll pull you back in. It's okay.
Yeah. So, but in since 2010, an underground fire, which is just another term for a subsurface reaction, which is essentially, it's not an open fire, but it's basically a very large amount of heat that's just burning up trash and is self-sustaining because it's located underneath a landfill.
Kind of like smoldering underground?
Yes, essentially okay. Like that. Has been burning since about 2010. And local residents have been complaining about it for quite some time because, as you can imagine, it doesn't smell very good. They've been reporting a lot of respiratory illnesses, nosebleeds, about since that time. And later on, they discovered that sometime in the last century, a company that worked with the Manhattan Project to produce radioactive materials illegally dumped a couple thousand tons of that material underneath the Westlake landfill, which is a couple hundred yards north of where the subsurface reaction is.
So this area, Bridgeton, Missouri, it's kind of near St. Louis. You have a community there. Number one finds out, hey, there's a bunch of nuclear waste underneath you. And then there's also this underground fire that is creeping or possibly has already reached that nuclear material. Is that a quick summary?
Yes, it hasn't reached the waste yet, but the Attorney General, Chris Koster, is currently suing Republic Services, which is the owner of the Bridgeton landfill. He is saying that the underground reaction is moving towards the waste.
So what's being done? I mean, you would think that a problem like this would be getting national attention, having an immediate response. But it seems like, as far as I could find, you're the only one reporting about this, Dan.
Well, this is certainly not, I'm certainly not the alpha and the omega of reporting. This story has been covered by local. This story has been covered locally since 2010, and it's going to keep going until either the waste is capped, which is what the landfill owners and several supporters of the landfill want to do, or until it is removed, which would probably require the Army Corps of Engineers to take over the site, extract the waste, and remove it from the community.
And there's a whole organization devoted to fighting the removal of that nuclear waste, which, of course, is one of these very conveniently named organizations. I'm trying to find it here in your reporting. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that would be the Coalition to Keep Us Safe.
Pat. Yes, the Coalition to Keep Us Safe is the guy or is the group that doesn't want to clear up the nuclear waste that's almost on fire, just so we're clear.
Yes, and that's on its about page, it openly says that it is supported by Bridgeton Landfill LCC, which is the subsidiary of Republic Services.
I'm shocked. Not really. Just to remind everybody, we're speaking with Dan Micah, contributor of Who, What, Why, which you can check out at whowhatwhy.org, about this amazing story of a landfill fire creeping toward buried tons of atomic waste. Now, Missouri's been in the news a lot in the recent couple years here. We've talked about Ferguson. We've talked about St. Louis, the tension in those areas, the type of economic depression, the racial tensions, etc. What's the makeup of this community? I'm curious if you happen to know if this is a poor neighborhood, rich neighborhood, you know, any economic or socioeconomic information about it.
It's in the northern suburbs of St. Louis County. It's not too far away from Ferguson, but Bridgeton itself is a pretty diverse neighborhood, pretty middle class.
Okay. So do you think that this would be getting more of a response from the state legislators or perhaps even the national legislators if this was, say, a really wealthy, predominantly white suburb?
I can't speak on behalf of the the state legislature or Congress, but I can tell you that there are some efforts both at the state level and national level. Maria Chappelle Nadal, the state senator from that area, this year introduced a bill that would allow homeowners in that area to sell their homes to the state at fair market value if they wanted to. And also at the national level, there has been really... Missouri is not known for its bipartisanship at right. any level, but at the Senate level, Democrat Claire McCaskill and Republican Roy Blunt recently co-sponsored and passed a bill that at the national level would send the Bridgeton landfill under the control of the Army Corps of Engineers. And right now that's in the House.
Oh, awesome. So people could call their representatives and ask for this legislation to be considered and passed.
Yes, and okay. the same bill on the House side is also sponsored by Lacey Clay, a Democrat from St. Louis, and Ann Wagner, who's also from the St. Louis County, that St. Louis area. So this does have bipartisan support in Congress in D.C.
Yeah, how in your experience, you know, how are people living in the community dealing with this problem? I can imagine just. On its own, an underground landfill fire seems like a pretty big health hazard. Is anything being done to help the community deal with health adverse effects or to protect them from the radioactive particles that you say has been detected in the air and water and surrounding trees?
Mm-hmm. So, like I mentioned before, the Attorney General, Chris Koster, currently has a lawsuit against Republic Services wanting an injunction, injunctive relief, and he has sent a letter to Congress requesting that they approve that the landfill goes under control of the Army Corps of Engineers. But right now, the problem with an underground fire, the subsurface reaction, is that you can't put it out with water, and since it's so far underground. And it's producing so much dust that if you try to essentially excavate it and try to put it out there, you're going to release more particles into the atmosphere. So right now it's a very sad situation for the residents of Bridgeton.
Yeah.
And I have to commend them. I was speaking with Dawn Chapman, who is in the story. She's one of the co-founders of Just Moms STL, which is one of the groups that's very vocal about this. Situation, and she said that a lot of people do want to move, but she said personally she doesn't because at some point someone has to deal with it, and
yeah.
She moves, she's just passing the cheese on to someone else.
And, you know, I would also be very suspicious of the government deciding fair market value there, which is often what happens in those kind of, you know, we're going to pay you for your homes. But it's something we should all be aware of because there's these type of landfills all over the place. And Dan, I commend you for your great reporting on this issue. Thanks so much for joining us and for talking about this that everybody else seems to be ignoring.
Okay, thank you very much, Danielle, and I just want to remind your listeners, you can catch all of our stories at whowhatwhy.org.
Perfect. Dan Micah, we'll be back with more.